Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Syria in the Middle East. Russia marks its first anniversary of military involvement in Syria. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Well, this marks the first anniversary of Russia really getting involved with Bashar Assad in Syria and assisting to hold up Bashar Assad, joining him with the military forces and armament as well, aircraft and ships that they're using at their port there on the Mediterranean coast in Syria and the air bases that they have, I believe, two of them now. But Russia, boy, they are striking back at the United States, and they're saying this situation in Aleppo is the fault of the United States. They're trying to strong-arm the United States on this first anniversary of Russian involvement in Syria, are they not?
Well, that's right, and they're actually succeeding quite well. You know, our response to say, well, we're going to suspend talks with Russia about a ceasefire, and the Russians are just brazenly going ahead and doing whatever they have decided to do with no regard whatsoever for either U.S. opinion or U.S. retaliation.
Well, this does not mark a high point as far as Middle Eastern policy is concerned with this present administration, and possibly it would continue on similar to what it is today, right?
There are really two futures for the United States. One is an America which is strong again, which is assertive, which is respected, and which can work with its partners and allies on the ground for very specific objectives and accomplish them. And another is an America which just continues to jawbone everybody and yap, 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 no action whatsoever, where even the Russians disrespect us. And I think that's really part of the choice that people have in November.
Ken Timmerman reporting the political activities that are taking place in Syria, setting the stage by the Russians being in that state in the Middle East for the prophetic scenario that's found in God's Word. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Russian involvement in Syria militarily is a precursor to the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel pre-wrote history. Bible prophecy some 2,500 years ago laid out a scenario for the end times. Ezekiel chapter 38 talked about the battle of Gog and Magog. Russia is Magog in Ezekiel chapter 38 verse 2, and they will lead this coalition of Islamic nations to try to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. They will also be joined by Syria, Daniel chapter 11, verse 40, and Iran, Ezekiel 38, verse 5. That stage is set today. These Bible prophecies will be fulfilled and seemingly in the very near future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...